You know, it's interesting. We did a series of patient, quote, town meetings a couple years ago. We went to New York, Miami, and Houston, and we had a bunch of clinical investigators who presented issues to patients, and then all the patients had a keypad. We had about 1,000 people total in the three meetings. And one of the things we asked them about was how they rated different side effects. And one of the things that was interesting was, in spite of the researchers saying how low the risk of anthracycline cardiomyopathy is, it was one of the highest rated side effects from the patient point of view. They didn't like the idea. Does that jive with your own practice?
It does. And, you know, it's just a disastrous complication that occurs. I mean, even if you're monitoring these patients, they're entirely healthy. Everyone sees this. I mean, just four cycles of AC. And it does concern me about where someone wants to use six cycles of AC, because you move from 240 milligrams per meter squared to 300 milligrams per square, or 360. You know, I think the older data and the myocardial biopsies and things really suggest you're markedly increasing the risk of cardiac toxicity. Everybody probably has these. I have my one patient who had four cycles of AC, was in a study, got monitored with MUGA scans before, and right after treatment, they were completely normal. 3 months later, she was in florid heart failure. She had a very high-risk breast cancer. No one would do anything until they made sure she was not going to die of the breast cancer. But 3 years out, she had a heart transplant for that.
Wow.
And she's alive and well and comes back and thanks me for this.
Wow. How old is she?
She is in her mid-50s.
Wow.
But it was a disastrous complication, and her heart is functioning well 6 or 7, 8 years now from diagnosis. The cancer never came back, but she has to take all the suppressive medicines to keep her heart from being rejected. You know, it's just a disastrous complication. We all have these patients that have, you know, varying degrees of congestive heart failure. It sort of is controlled, but they're always on medications. You know, it may slowly get better over a period of time. But if you had a regimen that could avoid it, that obviously would be attractive.